God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
I feel a little bit bad raking Todd Bowles, the head coach of the Jets, over the coals for this, because if I were in a situation of being an NFL head coach on a losing team in the New York media market, I'm sure there's so many things on your mind. I could see how something like this would slip. But it's not real great decorum when you forgot to tell Ryan Fitzpatrick that he is benched for the rest of the season and drop it first in a press conference. And that's exactly what happened. They're going to roll with Bryce Petty the rest of the season just to see what they have in him instead of playing Ryan Fitzpatrick. And Bowles didn't tell Fitzpatrick before he told the media, so that's how Ryan Fitzpatrick found out. That's not a great way to find out that your job's essentially been taken by somebody else. So Todd Bowles, you might have to work on that. And, hey, Todd Bowles may not even be back next year anyway, so it could just all be for naught no matter what.
Not great.
No. Nope.
Although I am curious to see what Bryce Petty can do at the NFL level.
Are you? I'm really not.
I'm curious.
I don't know that I really need to see that.
I mean, I'm not going to be DVRing Jets games, but I'll go back and look at their box score.
I would not suggest that. I would not suggest doing that. No.
All right. Mitch, I need your help here. So we have some wrestling/politics news, and I can honestly say that those two things don't go together.
Yeah, when worlds collide.
Yeah, seriously. President-elect Donald Trump has tabbed Linda McMahon, the wife of
the chairman of the board.
The chairman of the board, Vince McMahon, to head his small business administration. Now, Linda McMahon is the former CEO of WWE. There is a long-standing relationship between the McMahons and Trump. In fact, the McMahons are the largest single largest outside donors to the Trump Foundation.
Oh,
but a very interesting, just an interesting choice.
Imagine that,
Linda McMahon. I don't even know exactly what this job entails, but something with small business.
Yeah, something with small business. It's actually not a bad pick.
Way to go, guys. We really nailed this politics thing. Well, it's got small business in the title. It must have something to do with small business.
I was just going to say, though, nobody knows how to build a small business into a large one more than the McMahons that started, World Wrestling Federation from literally nothing to a Fortune 500 company. I mean, they know how to do it.
All right.
Sure.
And she was a big part of it.
Go for it.
Donald Trump's already the only president that's ever appeared on Raw, right?
That'd be true.
He's
a WWE Hall of Famer.
Yeah, the only one that I could even picture would be Reagan.
WWE Hall of Famer.
Back in the day, they used to bring a Bill Clinton impersonator.
Well, that was the only thought I had. I was like, I don't know, maybe Clinton had gone on, played the saxophone or something?
A lot to do with, the Monica Lewinsky stuff.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
What a world we live in, boys.
My turn now, I guess.
Yeah, it's
what
your turn.
All right.
Well, I'm sure you can recall, this last year, this was a pretty controversial song in Manhattan, Kansas. You guys recognize this tune, right? It was a big one in Bramlage Coliseum for a while.
I do. It was actually played at Amon G. Carter Stadium in Fort Worth on Saturday, and I heard some raucous K-State fans that made the trip.
I just want to mention that it looks like the handcuffs have been taken off of Sandstorm, because didn't hear it once, didn't hear it twice, didn't hear it three times, heard it four times this past weekend at Bramlage, one time during the K-State women's game against Auburn, led them to a victory, and then it was played three times during the NCAA tournament in volleyball.
It's not the same thing, man.
There's no way the handcuffs are off that. It's a much different thing to play it.
Well, here's the deal.
Basketball and volleyball than
during volleyball. I understand that. During volleyball, though, you could start to hear the faint chants towards the school to the east, and they pumped that song up about as loud as it could get, and it was very loud.
Right,
on the floor.
To drown out the chant.
Right.
I would not count on that happening much during men's basketball season. It seemed like they did a couple times last year, right? They threw a bone out there.
One time they did it last year. That was at the under four timeout of the KU game.
And I think it went horribly.
Oh, they blasted it.
Yeah.
You can hear yourself talk in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that it's unshackled yet, but it was cool here in Sandstorm at the end of the show. That's not a terrible way to end things. Anyone have closing thoughts?
Wait. We all took our turn. That means that it's your turn to close us out or come up with something else to talk about.
I'm fresh out of things to talk about. I got 2 hours to do. I made it.
You want to talk about
1 hour and
Linda
59
McMahon?
Minutes. You do not know. I not going down that road any further than I did. No more of that. All right. Thanks for listening to the game today. Mitch says I have 20 seconds left, so here's 20 seconds of filler from Mitch Fortner, Tyler Dreiling. Long pause. I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to the game. We'll be back tomorrow. Jeff Mitty is going to be on with us to look ahead to K-State and UConn, which is on Sunday. K-State women play tonight. Enjoy the broadcast on K-Man coming up.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank.